This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the UN can pledge to cut world poverty, but how to actually do it? A case study in Africa.
First, we return to today's top story, an alleged terrorist plot to blow up planes bound for the United States from London.
We believe that the terrorist aim was to smuggle explosives onto aeroplanes in hand luggage and to detonate these in flight. This was intended to be mass murder on an unimaginable scale.
That's London Police Deputy Commissioner Paul Stevenson. He said the plot involved liquid explosives.
In the U.S., the Transportation Security Administration has ordered new procedures that ban any liquids or gels in carry-on bags on planes. That has created confusion in security lines around the country, including the busy Newark Airport just outside New York City.
Anybody have toothpaste, shampoo, gel, anything liquid? I need to have all of that stuff. We can't fly with that today.
Officials aren't giving a lot of details about the plot. At a briefing this morning, Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff explained how it might have worked.
One of the concerns we had is the possibility of bringing on board a number of different components of a bomb that in each one of which would be benign, but when mixed together would create a bomb.
Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff speaking today. Joining us from Washington with the latest on the story, NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, welcome back. What, if anything, do we know about the people involved in the alleged plot?
Not a lot, Alex. There are some indications that there may be a link to Pakistan and that the people involved may have been Pakistani immigrants to London or simply had connections to Pakistan, but may in fact have been homegrown terrorists in the sense that they grew up in England. But that's really about all we know at this point.
Now, the officials have been careful so far not to specifically link this alleged plot to al-Qaeda. Are there any indications from investigators about any organization that might have been behind this?
They have not provided any evidence, Alex, that al-Qaeda was involved or was directly involved. But, you know, it's the first assumption that most people make when a large terrorist plot has been announced, particularly against Britain and the United States, two of the classic enemies of al-Qaeda. One of the hallmarks that I think speaks to the idea that it might be al-Qaeda is the sophistication and the size. We're talking about multiple airliners. Some reports say perhaps as many as 10 could have been involved. This would have required a significant amount of planning. We're also talking about something that would have required a certain amount of financing, that people simply walking into an airport with some bottles of, say, liquid explosives would not have been able to carry this off by themselves. And, of course, this is also a spectacular attack. It's not a small bombing. It's the spectacular attack that al-Qaeda has become known for. So those are the hallmarks, but no direct links.
And we'll note also, I think British authorities have said they had acted now because they thought this might come within the next few days. We're getting close to the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attack. Tell me, what is the current status of flights from Britain to the U.S.?
There is now a red alert for all flights from Britain to the U.S. That is a red alert from the Department of Homeland Security, which means that there's simply the highest amount of scrutiny possible, that there is an attack anticipated on those flights. And, of course, the people who are boarding those flights are not allowed to take any carry-on luggage whatsoever. A few exceptions, I think, you know, Kleenex or a key, but even many of those items are being inspected extremely carefully. And those restrictions have extended on a lesser level to all commercial flights within the United States. There's an orange alert that's slightly lower for all commercial flights in the U.S., which means that extra scrutiny will be devoted to all airline passengers, all luggage traveling today and probably for several days, Alex.
Do you know what constitutes a gel, Larry? We heard a little bit earlier an inspector in Newark saying you can't take toothpaste on a plane.
That's right. I think when in doubt right now, I would just throw away anything you're not sure about and not to bring any, you know, really expensive French hand cream with you, because people, especially in the first few days after the announcement of this planned attack, are not going to split hairs with you. They're simply going to throw this thing away. So, and, you know, this could be like the shoe thing, Alex. We may be looking at these kinds of restrictions permanently or certainly for a long time to come.
NPR's Larry Abramson joining us from Washington, where he's keeping up with the story. Larry, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.